Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's the Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Somebody texted me over the weekend or sent me
What are you wearing?
No, and they said, what's that song? And I said, and they said, it goes hibbida, hibbida, hibbida. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hibbida, hibbida.
I even Googled the lyric, hibbida, hibbida, and all the nonsense, gibberish came up. And the song he meant was Rubber Biscuit, the one I just sang. The Blues Brothers. But it's just a bunch of gibberish. But I never would have gotten hibbida, hibbida, hibbida.
Nope.
I felt like I failed the guy. Like I failed the challenge. I know the song, Rubber Biscuit, clearly.
Well, have you responded, Seth?
And a Sunday going to meet and bun. Bow, bow, bow. What a great album. Blues Brothers, great album. Anyway.
I remember seeing that movie way too young.
Oh, so good. So good.
Yeah, thank God for the Movie Loft. That was Channel 38, WLVI, Channel 56 at nighttime. They'd show movies. And it was a different time. I mean, we're talking late 70s, early 80s, and some of the movies that they played,
The Blues Brothers is filled with musical luminaries. I mean, Ray Charles just, singing outside of the record shop, you
to
know?
To me, it was just hilariously funny. But those, once again, that was one of those movies where I probably was a bit too young.
Yeah. Cab Calloway. Hotty, 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 hotty. It's great. John Candy's in that freaking movie.
Paul Schaefer?
Paul Schaefer played in the Blue. He played the Blues Brothers band.
Okay, I didn't know if
but
he played
wasn't
quick,
in the movie.
Okay.
He might have done a quick thing. Steve Cropper, of course, we had Steve Cropper on, played with Booker T and the MGs, Nat Guitar Murphy, you know, and all those people. So all musical luminaries, but man oh man, what started as a Saturday Night Live skit became real. And it's funny because the blues people in the blues community were giving Steve Cropper shit, saying, "Dude, what are you doing playing with these two comedians?" And Steve Cropper, legendary guitarist, said, "These guys are the real deal." And indeed they were.
Mm-hmm.
And indeed they were. I don't, however, want to see Dan Aykroyd sing with John Goodman.
Nah,
or Jim Belushi. Nothing against Jim Belushi. But, you know, that's
just the original.
That's just me. I'm an original guy. I will go watch the entire faux foreigner people. Foreigner foe, F-A-U-X.
Yeah, but see...
None of them are in the original band.
Here's what I have respect for.
But they do a great show. So.
They were all in their own bands and did pretty decent on their own. Their bass
Kelly
player
Hansen?
Was Dawkins, Kelly Hansen, XYZ. So they
I didn't know that.
They weren't just, you know, like, hey...
Right.
They were guys that, you know, got it done in the, the 80s and 90s.
What band... With a lineup, like what would make you not go see a band? Like a lineup of a band. Like I saw Journey without Steve Perry. Awesome. Great show.
But you have to realize what I've had this conversation with people before. I'm going to use this as an example. It's going to piss people off. Kiss. Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley, we've always known, are the two key guys in this band. Now, Ace Frehley was a phenomenal guitar player, but he was also a kooky guy, and a lot of people liked him.
He was kooky.
And Peter Criss was a great drummer, but a jazz drummer. So, you know, they do this with them, and they only knew they could go so far because, you know, drug problems, stuff like that. They bring in people that are usually better than the originals. Eric Carr was a better drummer, a better rock drummer. So when you talk about Journey, you know, at the time, Joe Perry? Not Joe Perry. Steve Perry.
Yeah.
I'm getting lost.
Yeah, Steve Perry and Journey, Steven Tyler and Aerosmith.
He steps out. They bring a guy in who is young, who's got the pipes, and he's a tad bit better than the original.
Yeah. I
don't have a problem going in and seeing a band with new people in it.
We did a backstage broadcast with Kiss, and Peter Criss walked by the studio door. Were you with us then?
Yeah.
You were
Kiss.
there. And Yeah, I didn't recognize him. I wouldn't know Peter Criss if he was sitting on my face.
You would know.
You know, I'd be like, you know, who is this? I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Come on, man. But the point is, he walked right by us, and Scotty goes, "That is Peter Criss." And I said, "Get him." And he walked over, and he said, "You want to come in and sit with us and talk with us?" And he did, and he was really nice. He was really cool. The whole time I'm looking at him, I'm going, no way this is Peter Criss. And I look at Gene Simmons in the makeup, and I think, that's no way. That's not him up on stage. But then I stood next to him,
yep,
right, in full costume with his 8-inch heels.
At least.
Yeah.
Huge. And I'm looking at him, and I'm going, yeah, I guess it is him.
Yep.
I guess it is.
And it's funny also when they're having photos taken, because the drummer, when he comes out to the front of the stage, has to put his platforms on. Then when he steps back, he has to put his sneakers on to drum in, because there's no way that. So when they were having photos taken, he was in his sneakers, yeah, but he was standing on a milk crate.
Right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, and Gene didn't say a word. For these people that paid like $1,150 to get a picture taken with Kiss, you know, he didn't speak. And I'm like, wow. I mean, maybe he had voice issues, but
yeah,
should have said something like, I got voice issues. But anyway, all right. Well, there you go. There's your little throwback thing there. Little throwback thing.
So, Greg, it's not the holidays till when? What is there something you have to watch? Is there something that you have to see?
Historically, eat, for smell? Me, for me, it would be the second week of December. Actually, right after Lend a Helping Can, I start to think, like, okay, it's the holidays, you know? We're a week out from Buzz Ball, so that certainly does it. But mm-hmm, I've started to listen to actual Christmas music, something I did not do last year almost at all.
Wow. I always have to listen.
Yeah. I mean, like, I put together all these mixed, you know, Christmas CDs, yep, and stuff like that. If you follow me on Spotify, G. Kretschmar, you'll be able to, I share all my playlists. You can just, I put them together. I like interesting Christmas songs. But once I start listening, it's usually the second week of December.
Okay.
You?
After Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Okay.
You know, for me, mm-hmm, what I don't like is I love Halloween.
Yeah.
But personally, I really love Thanksgiving, too. It's a day of sitting around and eating, and I think that's the best way, okay, to communicate with people. So as soon as Thanksgiving is over, it's Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as my Annalies hit the shelves of my house, the Annalies are just Christmas to me, because my grandmother always had Annalies, and yeah, then my mother-in-law gave me all of her old Annalies, so yeah, all those little dolls, as soon as they're out, it's Christmassy.
We had to clean off the cabinet so we could put the snow babies up. I want to put my snow babies up.
My wife doesn't sound like that. But then again, I don't sound like, ooh, when she says things I say.
The Christmas tree is up.
Yeah.
The place is decorated, but the tree hasn't been decorated yet.
Same
what?
Here.
Yeah.
You have a tree with no decorations?
Well, it's just got the sparkly lights.
We got lights on it. Yeah. It's built into the tree.
Yeah. So because
you're late. It's like it's December. Christmas is only 20 days away.
We just put it up yesterday.
Just yesterday?
We just put the tree up yesterday.
Holy moly. Mine's been up since.
It's got to fall. We went up to the attic. We got it. It's got to fall. We got the lights on it. We'll decorate it sometime this week. Mm. You know? It's got lights on it. It's good.
I guess it doesn't matter about the kids or not, because I love doing it. And mm-hmm, I love.
Do you as a family decorate the tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
What do you hate about it?
Hate about what?
Christmas. Everybody's got something. Right?
I want to make everybody happy. And I always get nervous if I do. As a dad, you know, it's like shopping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to compete with anybody. I'm not trying to not. But I hope that, you know, I did good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Laura, what do you hate about Christmas?
I like Christmas. I don't know. Kind of like.
You sound like a little girl.
I like Christmas, Daddy.
I don't know, because, yeah, I'm kind of into all of it. Maybe that makes me weird, but.
There are things I don't like about it.
I mean, I don't mind the shopping. I love giving gifts.
Come on. Everybody, there's got to be something that where at the holidays, and I'm not trying to be a Scrooge because I love it, but at the holidays, the pressure is a lot.
I don't like the weather.
There's so much pressure.
That's what I don't like about Christmas.
Sometimes I'm not a huge fan of the busyness, because that's not what Christmas is all about.
Right.
It's like it's supposed to be a time to be with your family, and when things are so friggin' crazy,
yep,
that by the time Christmas rolls around, you're either sick or you have Christmas, and then everybody leaves and you fall back asleep because you're exhausted.
Yeah. No, we did a segment of Merry Bitchmas. I don't know if you remember. Do we have that? Yeah, that we wish you a Merry Bitchmas.
We wish you a Merry Bitchmas. We wish you a Merry Bitchmas. We wish you a Merry Bitchmas. Now shut the f*** up.
You know what I hate?
Crowds. I don't like the crowds.
Christmas shopping.
Yeah, you can't get a freaking parking spot.
I don't.
That's why I don't do it anymore. I'll go in the middle of the day. Middle of the day when nobody's around and you can just go do your thing. You know, you got to rearrange your schedule.
Yep.
You know? Every
Christmas
day.
Shopping. It's not, I don't have a problem shopping.
Yeah.
But I just feel like everybody's, you know, we're out here buying gifts of people and showing love, but I'll drive right over you with the back of the feet with a shopping cart. I don't even give a shit. Get out of the way. It's like, awesome.
The buying gifts just to buy gifts, you know?
Yeah.
Like Kayla buys gifts for her cousins. She's close to her cousins. I'm buying gifts for my cousins.
No.
My cousins are like, they're second removed. Not that I don't love them, but I don't see them, right? I don't understand. You know, and I told Valerie this year, because the kids are 27 and both going to be 27. Kayla will be 28 in February. And it's like, okay, at what point do we dial it back? Like, and we have dialed it back because they're older. We get them a few gifts and stuff like that. But at what point do you slow the roll? I mean, right? The whole thing is about getting together and staying together.
Yes.
And enjoying the time. Last year, we didn't do it until the day after. Yes. Christmas. And it was great. It was so easygoing. You know, we had coffee. We hung out in the morning. We had the cinnamon rolls and stuff like that. Mm. And it was just,
it was relaxed.
And then we just went and sat on the floor in the living room. And my parents came over and we just opened some presents. That was it.
Yep.
That's what we did. There was no hustle. There was no bustle. It was great. Mm. You know?
Yeah. I love it. Like, I love the, I don't know, it's magical.
You're in the zone.
Yeah, but I don't even have to be in the zone. Like, before I had kids, my mom grew up without, like, Christmas wasn't a big thing because they didn't have money and mm-hmm. whatever. Mm-hmm. So my mom has always made Christmas is the biggest and the best and the most wonderful time. And, like, she turns it into a production. And that's how it's always been in my house, is Christmas was the biggest. It's bigger than your birthday. Mm-hmm. Christmas is the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
you can't say it, and I'm not telling you to say it, but Laura's got a big Christmas planned this year. I'm very excited. Yes. To see how that turns out.
Yeah, I'm 20 days away. This is the longest secret I've ever kept for my kids.
It's a big one.
It's huge, and it's getting nerve-wracking. And just 20 more days.
Just breathe. I don't mean in this direction. No, breathe over there, because I don't want that freaking cold.
Really, it's a lot, and the whole planning of it is crazy.
You'll know about it later. That's all we can say. Yeah. But it's very, I'm excited for you. I'm nervous for you, but that should be good. Should be good. I love Christmas. I just don't like the hassle. I don't like. I want to be with my family. Obviously, with my friends. I want to have no pressure.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't help. That's our busiest time of year, too, work wise. So anyway, all right. I'm sure we'll do a segment at some point on the air about bitching. I do have a. You know, I was gonna throw this out during the book because we knocked out a couple of Ask the Buzzes this morning.
Yes, we did.
And I had another short one that I wanted to ask. And if you have an answer, if you're listening to this and you're in a type of work situation like this person is, you can email me and let me know, because I'd love to hear what your take is. So I got this other Ask the Buzz. It's short. Cretchy, I have a time card kind of job, you know, and the spot where I'm stationed can never be left vacant. So always got to be someone there, okay? That means I'm at the mercy of the person who follows me the next shift.
Oh, this
and
is...
That dude can never show up on time.
This was something when you weren't going to be here on Friday. So Laura said, if you have any ideas, and one of my things is talking about this. What is too early to get to work, and what is too late? I have a child who works in the coffee business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right,
and she gets dropped off at her place and works and then can't leave till the next person shows up. So, you know, what happened to the days of I always was at work at about 15 minutes early.
You had to be there early.
10 minutes at least,
10, 15 minutes early.
Right.
Now you got people pulling in, you know, 7, 8, 10, 15 minutes past.
I get here, though. I could get here way earlier because I'm, like, within walking distance.
But you used to.
Yeah,
you used to.
I used to come in, and now
but now
I'm
you
just,
go
like,
work out.
I go to the gym and come strolling in and know exactly what's going to happen.
Like, yeah, right.
But the you're not replacing somebody that's going to wear
Laura. Also, you establish that. Everybody knows everybody is skilled.
Yeah.
We all cover each other. If one of us is late, no big deal. This letter... excuse me, goes on. the guy that follows me never shows up on time. After a while, my boss started getting on me about milking pay, meaning I clock out 15, 20, or 25 minutes late. Mm-hmm. I told him what was up, and he said, hey, man, still got to clock out on time.
No, I fucking don't.
Yep.
Speak to the other guy about getting here. How Is this allowed?
I know.
So, hey, you're covering Lazy Larry's ass.
Yep. So he says, I started clocking out on time and leaving my station unattended until my relief came. Then I got chewed out for that. It turns out this clown is showing up on time, clocking in on time, and BSing all that time. Never goes to his station. And nothing is being said to him. And I'm the one getting threatened with write-ups. There are too many gigs out there right now, man. Is this crap even worth it?
No, it's not worth it. It's not worth it because I would go to the guy above him and tell him what's going on. And if I still got crap about it, dude, you can go across the street probably for $2 or $3 or $5 more.
How is it that you are responsible for staying until the guy who's late gets there and he's not? How is that even fair? That can't even be real. Seriously, what workplace is going to come at you for abandoning the work post when that guy doesn't even show up on time? Is that a thing? We should bring this up on the air.
We should bring this up on the air because this to me, and I think it's something that we as parents need to teach our kids. It's better to be standing around 5 minutes early than, because remember, Greg, he gets out of work at 2. Greg hasn't been feeling good. He had made a doctor's appointment for 2:30. Okay? I show up at, 10, 15 minutes, Pat, oh, hey, let's go, drive it. Loser. Be respectful.
Dude, you're talking, we have people that just don't even call. They just don't show up. They don't show up.
I know.
Who? I got to be honest with you. I struggle with that. Like, in a world where you don't call in sick, you should be fired. But we can't do that because they got nobody to replace you with. But who would not call in and say, I'm sick? If my kids did that, I'd box their ears.
Oh, my God. I don't know how many times.
I want to get boxed.
Box your ears.
When I have to pick Nora up, and the person that is covering Nora is running so late that I needed to be somewhere at a certain time. Now I'm late.
Yeah. Look, late happens. Sometimes it happens. And,
okay, when you come pulling in and you're eating a salad.
But when it's a pattern, then it's a problem. Mm. And I just don't get people like, I'm sick. I didn't even call in. Seriously. If I found out my kids, even at this age, didn't call in and were sick, I'd be like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, and I don't get it. That's what your future jobs rely on, if they're going to ask for recommendation.
Nobody's thinking about that, though. They're thinking about this job right here and what it owes me, and I don't have to do that. I'm only here for the short term, so, it's interesting. And I don't want to be just bitching about everything,
but these days,
is an unusual thing.
Laura works for me, and all of a sudden she just quits. She leaves. But somehow she puts me down as a reference. Greg calls me and goes, hey, I know you had Laura, and I can't say anything bad.
I can't even say the real thing. I there was somebody that I worked with, and they worked, and they didn't work directly with me, but they were trouble with a capital T. And I got called and asked about them. And I'm thinking, I can't say.
Now, 20, 30, 40 years ago when I took business management classes, they said you cannot give a bad reference, but you can say no comment, which means...
I said, this is what I said. I can confirm I worked with them. Well, what about the time? I can confirm that I worked with them. And that's the message. That's as much as you could say. But now the other person has questions. Turns out they hired the person anyway and then regretted it. But that's cool. Whatever.
It happens.
It happens. It follows you. But anyway. So do we agree? Look. The thing is,
this is going to be
to this guy.
We're going on the air with this.
To this guy who wrote this thing.
You deserve pay.
You could go get another gig. Yeah, but for them to say you clock out and stay, no.
And that is against the law.
Don't think that people don't do it.
Yeah,
they do it all the time.
But that
companies do it all the time.
That is against the law.
You're supposed to get a break. You don't get a friggin' break. Come on. By law, there's all kinds of stuff like that happens. But
and I know a lot of places these days, shorthanded, people are working through lunches. People aren't even having lunches.
So maybe you at the end of your shift you sit down and have yourself a lunch. You're in the station. You just eat your lunch and then go. But it would eat you up. So is it worth it? No. Do you really like the place? Then maybe. Maybe this guy's not long for the company.
Yeah, but at the same time, companies, some people have an attitude now about companies.
Oh, Christ, I know.
They don't live for their job.
Mm-hmm. No. We don't have that problem. We don't. Legit. We
don't. Laura. She's sick. She should be home.
Dude, I had a guy used to roll in every... I did the Saturday afternoon shift, and he rolled in like 20 minutes late. And just never even cared, had an attitude about it. You know what I mean? What a dick.
Yeah,
and in those days, I couldn't just leave. Had to stay.
Yeah, I did an overnight shift.
Yeah.
That was supposed to end at midnight. Yeah. And most times, I had to call the guy at midnight and wake him up.
Yeah. Oh, it was tough. Don't like late. All right, well, anyway.
Now I'm wound up.
I'm sorry. Good luck with that, though. Let me know. And this conversation obviously will spill over on
the
air.
Oh, it's going
to. Now Scotty's very upset about it.
No need for this.
Have a lovely day, everybody. Thank you for hanging with us on the Buzz 24/7, and we will see you tomorrow.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.